This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply. Michael Harrison joining us again. He is the editor of Talkers Magazine. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Great to be with you.
Yeah, thanks for being on again. We've talked a couple of times in the past, and a couple things are really at the forefront of driving this conversation today. First of all, we wanted to talk about your weekend program, the Michael Harrison Wrap, that we added a few weeks back. But I also realized when I got in this morning that today is National Radio Day.
Isn't that something? It's so nice to see radio being acknowledged as the wonderful, iconic medium, you know, the mother of all new media. Happy Radio Day, radio, to all of us and all the listeners.
Yeah, imagine what it would be like if the radio had never been created.
Oh, my gosh. That would have it would have been a very quiet world.
Yeah, we'd all have different jobs, totally. Or we'd be standing in rooms talking to ourselves. I don't know.
We'd be in silent movies.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. So let's talk about the Michael Harrison Wrap. Now, we added that about 3 weeks back, early Saturday mornings at 5 a.m., and a great opportunity for people to get up early and listen to that and find out what the week has looked like in news talk radio and what the big news topics have been for the past week. How long have you been producing that program?
About 2.5 years now, and it's been very successful. It gets great feedback. It's on a lot of wonderful stations. We're so pleased and proud to be on your station, and it really does capture the essence and the spirit of not just talk radio, but talk media in general, because radio, you know, has expanded. You talk about Radio Day. If it wasn't for talk radio, we wouldn't really have the kind of podcasting we have. We wouldn't have talk radio on satellites and online. And, you know, it's expanded all over the place, but it's talk radio centric. And it is an overview of the hottest topics each week, the past week on talk radio. And we talk to talk show hosts from around the country. So people get to hear different points of view and different brands of talent.
And that's one of the interesting things when I've seen the list each week of who is going to be featured. You've really got a diversity of folks that you pull from, both from around the country, different size places, but also different thoughts, different opinions.
Yeah, we do have different points of view. We warn everybody, you better be prepared. There are lefties, righties, and independents. And, you know, don't get angry, because people get angry. Don't get angry. Listen with an amount of skepticism. And it's working out very well. It's very stimulating.
So talk about some of the things that are going to be coming up in the program that folks will hear tomorrow morning.
Well, I mean, the big topic this week, the number one topic on talk shows all across the country has been Afghanistan. Afghanistan is just one of those tsunami topics. It just takes over everything. So we've been talking about that. But we must also, you know, make room for the COVID-19 story. And that's the masks and the mandates with school coming up. Those two topics are the biggest topics. They basically obscured everything else. We do have a lot of other topics, obviously. Once tied into the COVID is the mask mandate argument. And there's the California recall, the wildfires out west, the economy, U.S.-China relations, especially now with the Taliban in power in Afghanistan. What's going to happen with China? And social media bias, immigration reform, race relations, they're all there. But the big, big topics is the health of the Americans in the face of the Delta variant. And, of course, everybody's pointing the finger at everybody else about the travesty in Afghanistan.
Well, on the COVID front, certainly in Oregon, a lot of news out. It was a very busy news day for us yesterday, talking about now a mandate for healthcare workers and teachers and other educators in the state to be vaccinated by mid-October. That got a lot of attention. Also, a report that came out about breakthrough cases and how they factor into the situation, and just the reality that hospitals, both the one here locally and others around the state, are really getting hit with a big surge of COVID patients.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. And, you know, there are other variants waiting in the wings to pop up after the Delta variant. So we're not out of the woods. And, you know, there still remains a debate over vaccine hesitancy. And as I mentioned before, masks are a big area of debate. I personally wish we weren't debating about these things and stop politicizing it. We've turned it into, you know, political weaponry when in fact it's a health issue, not a political issue. And if we start being reasonable about it, maybe we'll be able to beat this thing. But so far, it's quite a war we're involved in. I mean, who would have thought it would have gone almost 2 years and the end is still not in sight?
And much like the 1918 pandemic, at the beginning of last month, everybody was breathing a sigh of relief for just a few weeks, and then everything came roaring back.
Yeah, we have to really be prepared for the long haul, and we have to have good information on the table. We've got to get away from the misinformation that comes from politics, and understand that science and healthcare are not exact. That there are different points of view. Hey, you come down with an illness, you go to the doctor, you sometimes say, I want to get a second opinion. You go to another doctor, you get a different opinion. Then ultimately, you've got to make a choice. So why would this be any different? All the scientists, all the doctors are not lined up in unison about how to handle this thing. And that's to be expected. We've never faced a coronavirus of this nature before. And it's a lot more complicated than people would like to see it. You know, it's not a reality show. It's real. It's real life.
So in the area of talk radio, how long have you been involved with the format?
I've been involved with talk radio directly since 1975. I used to host a talk show on a rock station in Los Angeles, KMET, on the weekends between 1975 and 1986. And I started Talkers Magazine in 1970. So before that, I was involved in rock radio. I was one of the pioneers of album rock radio and had a pretty long career. I am Methuselah. I've been around since Marconi invented the radio. You understand, I've always been here.
So obviously Radio Day, very important to you.
Oh, absolutely. I was kidding about the Marconi remark, but I have been in radio for more than half of the time radio's been in existence. And, you know, you can tell by my enthusiasm and the fact that I am involved in so many projects that I remain very, very high on the medium and very, very, you know, stimulated by it. I love what I do. I love radio. And it's really very exciting to be part of the scene to this day.
I remember many years back when I'd been in radio for a little while, the first time your name came up, it was in connection with album rock stations, and I happened to work at one along the way. How did you make the switch from being on rock and roll radio to talk radio?
Well, in rock radio, we learned how to talk because back in those days, we were we talked a lot. We did elaborate introductions for the records. We were very involved in politics and gave our political view on things. We did a lot of artist interviews. So the album rock radio of the early album rock era, circa 1969, you know, through the 70s, was extremely talky. And then as rock radio evolved, they kept saying, shut up and play the music. So we shut up and we start talking and went to talk radio. Some of the best talk radio hosts came from music radio.
Very interesting. And I kind of remember that that phase of time. There was a period. In fact, one of the stations I worked at, we had a rock and roll station in the building, and it was something to the effect of if you talked more than 15 seconds, you'd talk too long.
Yeah, exactly. That became the mode. And then, you know, styles come and styles go. And the same thing happens in a business like radio. It happens in all entertainment. Look at old television shows. You could tell the ones from the 70s. You could tell the ones from the 80s and the 90s. Look at old movies. You could tell the difference in the decades. And radio's the same way. Certain things come into vogue and then they go out of style and then other things come in. And even talk radio, in the 31 years we've been publishing Talkers, talk radio has changed tremendously. It's very different today than it was back in the 90s when we first started Talkers Magazine.
Michael Harrison Rapp tomorrow morning at 5. Michael, thanks for being on again with us this morning.
It's great to be with you, Kyle. Thank you very much.
841 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.